Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Oh, thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We've got a great show. We're going to be talking about some of the disruptors that can mess with our glands. Yep, and how we can avoid some of that. Also, if we get time, I think we're going to fill in the gap and talk about some prescription foods. We'll see if we can tap into some topics on radiation. We'll see how much time we have. But before we get to that, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm praying each and every day for the safety and well-being of every Christian on this planet, not just Americans, but every Christian. You know, when I'm in prayer, I say, you know, I ask the Heavenly Father to put his warring angels, his shields, his barricades, his encampment about all of those that love him and protect them and provide for them, you know, until the Lord comes back. So I hope you're hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face every day, and you shall never, ever regret the time you spend doing that, because you want the Lord to know your name, and you want to know his name. You want to know what he likes and what he doesn't like, and stay close. Psalms 91 promises you protection from plagues and pestilence and all the nonsense we've been hearing about lately. So the Lord's arm is not short. That's right. If he says it, he'll do it. That kind of confidence is just fabulous. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. All right, what do we got in the quack report? Well, here's something. Where are we going? This is in Boston. Hospital in Boston is using some artificial intelligence. They're revolutionizing the way their hospital provides emergency department care. Patients at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. They're hooked up to this supercomputer, which automatically collects and analyzes data on the patients. So every 3 minutes, the computer analyzes information on the patient, like heart rate, blood pressure, oxygen, and the computer can analyze this data and give statistical analysis, like, you know, there's a 46% chance of the patient having chest pain, a 22% chance that they may have heart failure, or a 4% chance of infection. They say the computer is 96% accurate at predicting when a patient is going to die within a number of days. So the computer is really intended to assist rather than replace, they say, the human medics. Well, thank you. And it can sometimes accurately suggest what's wrong with the patient before the doctor gets his diagnosis logged in. Well, and last but not least in the Quack Report, Monsanto's in the news. Apparently, the Monsanto-funded science heads are decrying public scrutiny as harassment of their scientists. Apparently, you know, being upfront with the truth in the science area is being a problem. We have laws that say disclosure. Apparently, Monsanto and the science people don't think that's a good thing. They want actually secrecy. They're demanding secrecy for science now. So Michael Eisen, PhD professor of genetics, geometrics, and development at U.S. Berkeley, he said that the UCLA faculty encourages routine deletion of emails and documents to avoid public record disclosures. Wow. So, you know, these institutions are funded by taxpayers. In other words, you know, they don't want taxpayers to ever have the right to know what they may be doing in secret, the dark science of it all, behind closed doors. So some speculate, hey, we're watching science commit credibility suicide by the day. May be true. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. I'm praying for righteous leadership all over this world, you know. Sadly, we may not get it until Christ returns, but I keep praying for it. Because we're supposed to plead to the Lord for truth and justice and righteousness, and what I've been hearing and seeing is not anywhere close to what we should be getting, so we're just going to keep asking. That's right. All right, we're going to talk about some of the disruptors, you know, because everything in the human body is connected. So we can't expect a poison or a toxin to just affect one area and not the rest of the body, which is why some medical treatments are designed, to use toxins to destroy disease, but may, in fact, weaken healthy areas of the body to become disease after the fact. So we're going to take a look at some important organs of the human body that can easily be poisoned and make us gravely ill. Now, we don't usually hear a great deal about our glands and how important they are, but actually, allopathic medicine routinely removes glands, though they thought not to be vital, you know, to our health, you know, like the tonsils, for instance, and your appendix. But these glands are very important. So, because we've learned that the tonsils is the only gland in the human body that manufactures an antibody for polio. And the appendix is a gland that is really the immune system gland of the bowel. It releases fluids to remove infection. So there is this growing concern over the exposure to endocrine-disrupting chemicals that are found. They make us profoundly ill. They have effects. They've known this. Be based on animal studies. Now, for instance, fish from the Great Lakes, which were exposed to synthetic chemicals released into the water, then when they got eaten by birds, the birds got ill and they showed signs of dysfunction. So these chemicals are found in animals, their offspring, their eggs. So we're going to take a look and find out what we can do better. We can do a better job of protecting our glands from these disruptors and our overall health. Well, let's look at the hormone glands for a minute, because you may have heard medical experts or naturopaths talk about the endocrine system glands. These glands have a special job, which is to manufacture, store, and regulate the use of hormone chemicals in the body. So the endocrine glands help with adrenaline, sex organ hormones for the testes and ovaries, steroids in the body, growth hormones, thyroid hormones, pancreatic hormones for blood sugar, and even brain hormone chemicals for the pineal and pituitary glands. So this system of glands releases hormones through the blood system, and they travel the body and they regulate function. Kind of important. Well, let's look at some of the chemical toxins, because there is this range of chemicals that affect the glands of our body, and they can cause serious health risks and damage the glands. Now, let's give you some examples. Let's talk about these pesticides. Because they've been deemed safe by the EPA, you know, they're safe EPA levels of pesticides. They've been established for widespread agricultural use. However, new research is taking a look at how deadly these pesticides, such as atrazine, is in small, consistent doses. So they have been, there haven't been any long-term studies done, and now science is discovering how devastating these effects of these chemicals are. So pesticides can actually linger in the soil, and they can spoil groundwater. And a pregnant woman could be drinking poisoned groundwater and have devastating effects on her baby. And many pesticides in use were actually introduced in the 50s. And now research has revealed that pesticides are hormone disruptors, and they actually are fertilizer for cancer cells to grow. So in 1997, there was a study by the University of Kentucky. They found that pesticide atrazine increased the risk of breast cancer. And in 2006, there was a study done by Mills and Yang that was published in the Journal of Environmental Health involving California farm communities, and they found that herbicides, methylloxachlor, also increased the risk of breast cancer. Let me read you this quote by the World Health Organization they released in 2003. In long-term dietary studies in rats, the pesticide effects on red blood cells parameters in females showed that increased incidence of non-neoplastic lesions in the liver, lung, and thyroid and testes with a slight decrease in body weight were observed. End of quote. Well, it doesn't sound good. And they want to spray that on everything we eat. All right, another example is radiation. Not good for the glands, as you can imagine. Natural iodine is harmless to us, but radioactive iodine is an unstable isotope and is toxic to us. So when we encounter an unstable isotope, it emits beta radiation, which can travel through tissue. Sometimes the isotope is a gamma radiation, which can permeate the entire body. Now, exposure to enough of these unstable isotopes, like greater than 3 gray or 300 rad, can cause extensive molecule damage and free radicals. So in radiation biology, they describe absorbed doses by the energy deposited by radiation per unit of tissue, which is called units of gray or a rad. What is really important to realize, though, is that different tissues of our body can receive a different absorbed dose of radioactivity. And the total dose of radiation to the body will be reflected by the integration of the doses to all the tissue. Therefore, it's extremely difficult for controlled or accurate measurements of radiation exposure either entering the body by accident or via medical treatments or long-term exposure of low-dose radiation from electronics. So the best estimate of safe exposure through the EPA or from medical science would be just an educated guess. Now let's talk about plastic. Plastic's not doing our glands any favors. The chemicals that make plastic, called plasticizers, are also known to disrupt hormones in animal studies. So here's one of the most, here's one of the things most people don't realize, they don't consider. There is endocrine disruptors that leach out of the plastic from hospital intravenous bags. You know, everybody gets one of those. That's kind of standard. You're in the hospital, going to run a line, got to have some, you know, saline solution. It's in that bag. Leaching endocrine disruptors. Nice, huh? Well, let's look at some drugs that don't help either. Prescription medication can also disrupt our glands and our hormones. A classic misstep by medicine happened in the 50s and the 60s when pregnant women were given a synthetic hormone to prevent miscarriage called dithesobisterol, or DES for short. So this toxic chemical failed to prevent miscarriage, but it also produced offspring, if they did survive, that had cancer of the reproductive glands and an impaired immune system. Steroids, corticosteroids, prednisone, for instance, hormone replacement drugs, and alcohol in excess amounts can disrupt the endocrine glands. Now, prescription drugs many Americans are taking that can negatively affect the endocrine glands are going to be drugs for thyroid, diabetes, insulin or oral hypoglycemics, bone density drugs, electrolyte and mineral prescriptions, anti-inflammatory medication, growth hormone drugs, sex hormone drugs for erectile dysfunction or birth control, and kidney hormone drugs, antidiuretic hormones, which affect the pituitary gland in the brain. Okay? Well, here are some others. Other than the pesticides, the herbicides, the radiation, the plastic, you're going to find endocrine disruptors in insecticides, especially termite-treating chemicals, fungicides, fumigants, if you have your house fumigated, industrial chemicals like detergents and resins, and just about every byproduct of the chemical industry is going to have an endocrine disruptor agent in it. So when the manufacturing plant's on fire, well, there's disrupting chemical properties in the smoke and fumes. Don't breathe too hard. So these chemicals disruptors can accumulate in your body fat. Well, more gland disruptors. I'm not done. What we all must really be on guard against is any chemical that can disrupt our body function. So there are many synthetic chemicals we can be exposed to on a daily basis, and they are considered endocrine gland disruptors. So when these chemicals disrupt our glands, they can either mimic or block the hormones the glands produce and regulate. So too little or too much of these hormones will disrupt balance and function. For instance, let's say the chemical magnifies or mimics the hormone. What do you suppose the body's reaction is going to be? Well, the body is going to behave as if there is too many hormones and will reduce or stop making the normal amount of hormones in an attempt to balance levels. So, however, the hormones our glands manufacture are very different from the synthetic chemicals disguised as hormones. Yeah. And by the way, there's no testing. In the United States, there are over 2,000 chemicals that reach the market each year with no testing to evaluate toxicity. So the tests that may be done are very simple ones, and they don't assess these chemicals for gland disruption. And here's some other factors. Some other factors that can negatively affect our endocrine system are going to be age, certain illnesses, and stress. Now, stress can come from many forms. So it could be from bereavement, radiation treatments, surgery, or even trauma. Now, allergic reactions, such as from vaccines, can also have a negative impact. And extreme temperature changes and activity, which stresses the adrenal glands, are also going to be in the mix. For instance, the adrenal glands, you know, they don't have an endless supply of hormones, and they're responsible for that flight or fight response. So thrill seekers, I call them even evil Knievel types, and those excessive bodybuilding people on steroid use can take its toll on the adrenal glands. And this can bring about adrenal gland or pituitary gland cancer or even Cushing syndrome, adrenal gland suppression, or a condition called phenochromia, which is overproduction of adrenaline causing cancerous tumors. Also, Addison's disease, which is an autoimmune syndrome, or hypodiuretersonium, it's excessive hormone that produces adrenal glands to grow abnormally large. So all this is an imbalance. And, folks, it can all be avoided. Well, science is still kind of studying the human body and the gland system because it The gland system has its mysteries. So the area of science trying to understand our glands is called molecule genetics. And they are looking at mechanisms of the endocrine system as it relates to genetic disorders. And since the glands secrete hormones, chemical messengers, which affect different receptors throughout the body, therefore science thinks that every cell can be considered part of the endocrine system, and they call it diffuse endocrine system. So everything's an endocrine system now. Well, I want you to keep this in mind. Toxic chemicals can, you know, pop up anywhere affecting you. For instance, I knew of a situation where a healthy 8-year-old was suddenly stricken with enlarged tonsils without any previous history of tonsillitis. The family traced a recent treatment for termite chemicals to their home as being the culprit due to warnings that the chemical can affect glands in humans. So the tonsils were severely damaged by the chemical exposure, and they would not resume their normal size, and so they had to be surgically removed. So toxic synthetic chemicals can affect any area of the body because we have glands everywhere. So, for instance, if you had no problem nursing your first child but experienced severe mastitis, blocked milk duct glands, well, with the second baby, well, you better look for maybe some endocrine disruptors. But there are some simple actions we can take. We can significantly reduce our exposure to synthetic chemicals and save our glands the stress if we avoid plastic containers and foods that are treated with agricultural toxins. So organic foods will be your safest bet, and avoid the chemical treatments to your home, office, and school by educating yourself and others. So avoid those fatty foods which can, you know, translate into fat storage in the body for the synthetic chemicals, and make sure your seafood is from non-contaminated water sources. Maybe farm-raised fish would be preferred. Find ways to positively influence legislation to diminish your exposure to these toxins. Good luck. Well, I'm not going to give you all the bad news without having some good news. You know, that's just not how I roll. There are some herbs for glands. Thank you, Lord. Right? There are herbs that can significantly help the glands to function. For instance, if the reproductive area is affected, you know, I would use herbs that provide nutrition to the endocrine glands that help the body, the glands, manufacture the correct amount of hormones for you. So I was just talking to someone today about that, and they were using some sort of transdermal wild yam cream, you know, for balancing, you know, hormones for cycles, female, of course. And I said, well, the problem is if you use one or two of these herbs for the female endocrine system, you may get some relief, but not a whole lot. The secret is to use all 6 female herbs together. And so the folks at Apothecary Herbs have several female formulas, and they do have a male hormone formula. So depending on your time of life, you could select one of the 3 female formulas to choose. So there's one for menopause, for instance, and there's one for cycle balancing and PMS and that kind of thing. And, of course, we haven't left the guys out. We do have the male hormone formula there. Now, another herb that really helps to soothe glands is mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. So look for their mullein formula. And then the black walnut, natural, ideal thing to use for thyroid. Absolutely. So there are herbs for blood sugar, inflammation and pain, diuretics, bone health. So you can avoid the synthetic drugs, which disrupt your glands. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call to order or to request their free product catalog. The number is toll-free, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 or visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com, too. But that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, and don't forget, they do have a section on their website where you can pick up some herb coupons. Just another way to save money on your herb order. But right now, you can take advantage of their free gift offer. It's right there on their homepage, front and center. What it is now, through tomorrow, it ends at midnight Wednesday the 16th, you can qualify for a free gift with any order of $45 or more. So you'll get to choose between a 1 ounce adult echinacea or a 1 ounce children's echinacea formula, and you just put that item in your shopping cart, and then click on the right coupon code there on the homepage to put that in at checkout, and it'll deduct the amount of that product price. And so it's a $21.95 value. So if you're looking for a really strong echinacea formula with a little bit of tangerine flavor, natural flavor, check that out, thepowerherbs.com. It's just lovely. So when you get a real echinacea liquid, do you know what happens in your mouth? I ask this to people, and they go, no, what happens? Well, it numbs the tongue a little bit. That's how you know you have really strong echinacea in there. It's not diluted and watered down. It's really strong and powerful. It goes away in a matter of seconds, but it just has a little bit of a numbing effect. Not like you've had Novocaine, but you do notice it. And it's not like you can't talk. But children mistake it for a hot and spicy taste. You know, that's what they think it is. So you can put any of your liquids in juice or water to dilute them. If you don't like the taste, that's fine. Not a problem. But your tinctures are your most powerful over teas and capsules and tablets. You can adjust the dose really easily, and it has a long shelf life of 10 years. So can't be beat when you get the tinctures. Herbal tinctures are, you know, king. King for potency. Absolutely. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Get your free product catalog. Now, you can use that coupon and free gift offer over the phone or on your order form if you'd like. If you want to mail in an order, that's fine. So lots of ways to save. Oh, I see by the clock we're coming up to a break here. And, you know, we're going to be talking about some foods, top 10 foods that we can use, top 10 overall health issues of Americans, and some foods that we can use instead of prescriptions. That includes herbs. Using some herbs and foods to help us out to avoid some of these top 10 illnesses. Okay? I mean, God didn't expect you to need a pharmaceutical industry to stay healthy. There's his herbs here for the service of man. His word. Gotta take a break. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy Wilson, and we're going to talk about some of the top 10 ailments Americans are really worried about. Actually, the United States tends to lead the world in some of these health problems known as epidemics. So the Mayo Clinic reported that the top health problems that Americans face really no longer have a distinction between men and women. It just seems to be equal there on the genders. So the differences in their report they did cite is that men were more likely to commit suicide than women. But here are some of the top 10 health problems. Heart disease, cancer, stroke are the top 3. Then respiratory diseases like emphysema, COPD, chronic bronchitis, that kind of stuff. Injuries, usually motor vehicle accidents and falls. Diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, influenza and pneumonia, kidney disease, usually a complication of diabetes, and septicemia, which is blood poisoning. So what are some of the causes? Well, most are not born with health problems like this, and more reports are coming in that, you know, people who watch their weight, they tend to eat right, they get regular exercise, still seem to be affected by some of these top 10 health problems. So could it be that maybe our conscientious efforts to be healthy, eat healthy, avoid as much of these bad foods and, you know, and that promote these bad foods that tend to promote these type of diseases, do you think our efforts maybe are being undermined? Because a recent report said that the USDA and the National Organic Standards Board have been what some would call sabotaging the organic food industry, especially the fresh produce marketplace. So it appears that since the inception of the National Organic Standards Board in the 1990s, the organic produce is now permitted to be treated with antibiotics. Now, last year was a very bad year for apple trees due to the destruction of bacteria. They had fire blight. And it can also attack pear trees. So the bacteria tends to attack the blossoms, the shoots, the limbs, and sometimes the entire tree, making it look like it was burned. So growers are permitted to kill the bacteria with antibiotics and save the tree, have a harvest, and still maintain their organic standard. So let me ask you, if your fruit was treated with streptomycin and tetracycline, would you consider it still to be organic? Would you want to eat the fruit that had been treated with these drugs? So what do you suppose will eventually happen to the fruit trees which are routinely treated with these drugs as a prevention? Will the bacteria become resistant and then much more difficult to control? Will the bees that pollinate these trees, these treated blossoms, spread resistant bacteria in other vegetation? Well, antibiotic overuse has the medical community kind of in a panic on how to treat bacteria-killing pathogens, and I agree with Jonathan Benson. He's an author, in which he says antibiotic means against life, and it is consistent with the it is not consistent, he says, not consistent with organic philosophy. So it just seems to me like we're poisoning the apple trees with the. I understand you want to salvage your harvest, but you know you don't list it as organic then, you know. Well, a friend of mine went overseas to the Ukraine a while back, was delighted to find that everything's just truly organic over there. Organically grown foods are abundant in the European Union and are not forced to, the people there aren't forced to use antibiotics on anything, especially their produce. So they're using the more resistant varieties of trees there to combat a problem against bacteria and therefore avoiding having to use chemicals on the trees. So you can, they can be more selective with their trees, and so can you at the grocery store. You can select fruit from more of the bacterial-resistant type of trees. You can go beyond pesticides.org and look up the list of hardy, resistant, bacterial-resistant trees there. The National Organic Standards Board extended the use of antibiotics to fruit farmers and hopes to, you know, replace the chemical cocktails they're using with more natural solutions. The USDA has a few chemical-free biological controls that work, but farmers have to keep on top of the process and be diligent with it, and I guess some of them don't want to. Well, let's talk about some of these antibiotic residues. The farmers that are spraying these antibiotics on the fruit trees during the blossom stage, and many consumers wonder how much of the antibiotic are they ingesting when they eat the treated fruit. We already know that prescription antibiotics disrupt and change the gut flora, making us vulnerable to other illnesses such as candida overgrowth and chronic fatigue syndrome. So how much antibiotic are we eating when we bite into an apple or a pear? So are we being told that there are no, you know, negative levels to worry about? There's no residues. There's no greater risk. Apparently, there is an acceptable tolerance level, according to the industry, of 0.35 parts per million. The Environmental Protection Agency states that the amount of antibiotics that we get filling a prescription drug is 50,000 to 200,000 times greater than what we are exposed to when we eat fruit treated with antibiotics. But that's not the point. The point is, We eat fruit all the time. We don't eat antibiotics all the time, or we shouldn't, right? So we get a continuous source, low dose maybe, but it's continuous. What does that do to us? So if you compare the antibiotic-treated produce to true organic produce, your exposure is 10 to 20 times greater than the non-treated produce with the antibiotics. So if you're getting antibiotics on your produce, it's 20 times greater than produce that wasn't treated. Research team at Washington State University reported in 2007 that you are exposed to 43 times more antibiotics when you eat non-organic produce. Wow. All right. Most American consumers who do not eat certified organic have no idea how much exposure they have on a daily basis to antibiotics. So the animals are treated with the antibiotics. The GM produce is spliced with antibiotics to cut down on bacteria and mold spores. The meat, the dairy, the produce are all treated, apparently, with antibiotics. So it is no wonder the bacteria is resistant and increasing by 30% per year, creating more and more killer bacteria than we know what to do with. So right now there is about 70 species of bacteria infecting humans which cannot be killed with antibiotic drugs. 70 of them. Therefore, we will need to add killer resistant bacteria to our top 10 list of health concerns, I think. Well, a lot of people say, well, Miss Wendy, what are you going to do? Well, my plan is to cleanse my system of pharmaceutical residues, use my herbal organ cleanses, and supercharge my natural immune system as a defense. So herbs are that powerful. Yes, they are. So if you use immune-boosting herbs, it helps the system to make, you know, more macrophages, killer T cells, so you can destroy drug-resistant bacteria. And it even fights viruses where, you know, antibiotics are kind of restricted to bacteria. So, you know, if you want to learn more about how you can strengthen your system and cleanse away a lot of these residues, over 2,000 pharmaceutical residues could be lodged in your colon tissue right now, and you can remove them with one colon cleanse. That's amazing, isn't it? I think it is. So if you'd like to learn more, check out thepowerherbs.com. Or give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They'll send you a free product catalog. You can ask questions. They'll be willing to answer those questions. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you go on their website, click on their Healthy Guidelines tab, and then click on Cleanses, and it kind of gives you a short synopsis of cleansing, what it entails, why you do it that way for your success and safety, and it kind of gives you a heads up on what's involved, you know. It's not rocket science, you know, it's not going to be tedious, I don't know, but it will be liberating. Alrighty, we got lots here to pick from on what we're going to talk about next. Let's see. Well, we're going to talk about some chemical exchanges. Since we were talking about disruptors, this fits pretty well. Our human metabolism is kind of complex. It's got a network that's complex. Sometimes understanding the metabolism and how it deals with things, whether it's toxins or nutrition, can help us make us smarter, and we can make healthier choices to protect ourselves against disease. So when we look at how nutrition is handled by the metabolism, we see that chemical compounds in various exchanges are responsible for igniting reactions in every cell of your body. So it's like a well-rehearsed dance, if you will. You know, if the dancer gets out of line and steps on another person's toes, there can be a cascade of reaction causing chaos. So without order or some highly controlled process, a negative reaction can take place in the cells and we become sick. So actually, toxic treatments from prescription medicine disrupts order, folks. It forces the body into certain responses that it's not ready to make. All right, so the highly controlled metabolic process is kind of like a Broadway play or ballet. so everybody knows what their role is and where they need to be. They're staying on their mark, and they're ready to perform. So the chemical exchanges within the metabolism take two basic forms. They're building up the tissues or breaking down substances, which provide fuel for the building up process. Okay, so when this is well orchestrated, these two chemical exchanges are called a healthy metabolism. So these biochemical processes, pretty similar in the plant and animal kingdom as well, you know. So in some previous articles I've written and some shows I've done, I talked about some of the herbs that have nutritional and medicinal values. Although science would have us to think that herbs have no or very little medicinal value, we have to remind ourselves that from 1959 to 1980, one out of four prescribed medications by the AMA physicians in the United States was derived from an herb. So, if it wasn't that great, why were they using them? So if we add the over-the-counter products, the medications, to your prescription drugs, the percentages of these products containing herbs jumps to 50%. Now, an example is aspirin. It is the most widely used drug globally, and it's made of, or used to be made from natural salicin from the white willow bark, and now they just make synthetic compounds of it. And so all the compounds in your acetaminophens and your alkaloids found in ephedra are really an ephedra herb. So if you're looking at acetaminophen products, that comes from ephedra. And this is why the drug cartel doesn't want ephedra on the market. So your decongestants are also a pseudoepinephrine, also from ephedra. Okay? So due to the way the laws are written and how new medications are developed and marketed, it can create a kind of a double-edged sword. So drug companies rely on patients to help them recover the cost of product development. Therefore, they have to come up with a unique chemical to address a specific molecule structure in order to patent their drug. So even though garlic has been proven to have broad-spectrum antibiotic effect, it's never going to be used by drug companies and doctors because they can't patent and generate huge profits from garlic. Therefore, isolated and modified chemicals are what the drug companies look for to test on all on two legs, right? So pharmaceutical drugs disrupt our metabolism and make us dependent on the drug. So again, that orchestra, that ballet is disrupted. Now, with the development of the drug cartel replacing natural medicinal plants with synthetic chemicals, some questions have been raised with regards to safety overdosing and mixing drugs with herbs. So these areas have been adequately researched, have not been adequately researched. So many experts in the natural health field think that plants are safer than laboratory isolated chemicals. And consumers often ask if herbs can modify or reduce the side effects of their drug-like chemicals they contain. Well, is there some kind of synthetic question or synergistic question, I should say, in herbs which combine the natural and the medicinal action that is more self-protecting? Well, to answer that, I like to look at the herb called lobelia, for instance. Lobelia is a very unique herb. It is often labeled as a toxic herb due to the lobelin and other alkaloids it contains. But if you isolate the plant alkaloids, they do become central nervous system depressants and can cause weak pulse, coma, and death. However, that's not how you use this plant. You don't isolate some of its components and use those. Using the plant in its entire state, that covers 16 alkaloids, and all these alkaloids have a different effect, but they work in conjunction with each other with buffer alkaloids so the body can utilize them safely. So they relax the body, they reduce muscle spasms, they make breathing easier, reduces any fluid retention, and removes tension from muscles. So there's this natural safety alkaloid also built into lobelia that if you ingest too much of it, well, you would simply throw up. So you can't. It's like it'll work like Sirpa Ipecac, you know. It'll like an emetic. So it's impossible to overdose on lobelia when it's used in its whole plant state. Now, another example using natural plants as diuretics to flush, let's say, unwanted fluid out of the body, prescribed diuretics will flush also your potassium, but diuretic plants like lobelia, parsley, and watermelon will not because they also contain potassium. How sweet is that? Yet another example is valerian root, used for its sedative qualities of removing tension from nerves, but without sedating like a narcotic would. So the herb contains calcium, which when you're entering the blood has this calming effect. So those taking a warm glass of milk before bed can also swap that out if they're milk intolerant for valerian root for the calcium. So, you know, it's all about achieving a balance. I would say that whatever we do to assist our bodies at keeping a healthy balance, you know, with the chemicals for the metabolism to work properly, that's worth the effort. So consumers need to be more selective and do more homework than when it comes to their foods, also even herbs and over-the-counter products as their medicines. So when you realize that everything is a medicine, you're going to make some more careful choices, aren't you? So, you know, I've learned that the big key to using herbs as a medicine is to not alter them. I mean, if you're going to use them in their whole chemical state, okay? You don't isolate or strip away photochemicals or alkaloids because that's what drug companies do to make drugs. And that's why you get side effects. There's pieces of the puzzle missing and the body reacts in a negative way. So the chemicals work together like dancers in a ballet. And if you remove one, it throws everybody off. So I trust God's judgment in his chemistry, you know. And his herbs, his foods, his herbs, they have this perfect balance of nutrition if it's not been genetically modified. Uh-huh. And it's nutritional medicine for our bodies, really. If you think about it, you could make anything a drug. For instance, water. You take away water, what do you get? Dehydration and death. You give water back in, it could prevent death and disease, so medicine says it's a drug then, to be highly regulated. Well, get ready for the water cartels. That's what we're going to get. So when we eat right and avoid the processed, prepackaged foods, we get healthier. If we add some medicinal herbs into the mix when we need to and avoid those drugs and those side effects and the dependency of those drugs, you know, we look for things that strengthen us, not make us dependent, well, then we get healthier. So be proactive. Take responsibility. Get serious about your health because there's no white coat on this planet that cares more about your health than you do. So call Apothecary Herbs. Get the catalog, learn about how you cleanse and nourish the body, and you'll take care of most internal medicine disorders that way. Absolutely. You got most things whooped when you get the toxins out and you put the nutrition in. It's simple, I know, but it works. It's an ancient form of taking care of yourself. So give them a call, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, they have herb coupons on their website. If you don't have internet access, you can always call and ask about the discount coupons. And you can order over the phone, or you can write your coupon code on your order form and mail in your order with your payment. That's fine. And they do have until Wednesday at midnight the free gift. So orders over $45 will receive either a free 1-ounce bottle of the adult echinacea or the 1-ounce bottle of the children's echinacea. So you get to pick. And if you're ordering online, just copy and paste the coupon code, and put that in your checkout stage when it asks you for a coupon, and that way you'll get the product for free. Okay, it's a free gift. It's a $21.95 value. So what you do is you put the product you want in your cart. Let's say it's the adult echinacea. Shop, get the other things you need, and then at checkout, put that code in that's on the homepage there. And what it does is it deducts the $21.95 from your total, so you get the product for free. And we know which one you want, so we add that in your order. So it's always good to be introduced to some new formulas. If you haven't used echinacea before, this would be an excellent time to check it out and see how you can power up your immune system, because what echinacea does is it helps your immune system make more killer T cells and macrophages that circulate around in the blood. Think of it as Pac-Man gobbling up the bacteria or the virus that shouldn't be there. And it just shortens your duration of illness. It just works with your immune system and makes it more efficient. So it's nutrition that super drives the immune system. So, and if you've been on antibiotics, if you've been on drug therapies, then you have an immune system that's probably needing a little boost. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. They've got a ton of immune-boosting products there, targeted ones, broad spectrum types, and they do have some flu kits, pneumonia kits, nip it in the bud viral bacterial kits, which are cool, called the Three Amigos, and pandemic kit, power herb kit. There's all sorts of things there. Tools to empower you. And once you get to learn how to use this stuff and you share it with family and friends, you know what? I see a bunch of doctors on the unemployment line. That's what I see. You're going to be so strong and powerful. And that's what God intended. Herbs are here for the service of man, and they are meat. Genesis chapter 1 and Psalms 104. So I believe the Lord. I really do. And he's the master chemist. Can't go wrong with that. Can't go wrong with that. I'm almost out of time, but if you have a health topic you want me to share on the show, I will try to work it in. So let me know. Send me an email off the powerherbs.com website, and I'll try to do that next time. So I'll be back on Thursday. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.